Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon! Thanksgiving Eve! Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It is time for Pure Hoops with Justin Turpin of WEEI. You know him as Turp. What's going on, Turp?
What's up, guys? 5 o'clock start today. A little weird.
Yeah, early
start.
Very
strange. What's up with that?
On a weekday. Over at the Garden, yeah. Oh. Well, you know, Thanksgiving Eve. People want to get out there and get in the game early. I was just mentioning this to Turp off the air, not to steer out of any Celtics talk to get started here. But our trade deadline just passed in our fantasy football league, Keith.
Came and went, huh?
And the only trade that happened in our league. Did you make a trade and like sneaking in under the wire?
No, I didn't notice today.
No, I didn't realize.
The only trade that went down in our league, me and Turp.
That was a big one. Pat's defense for Harold Finn and Jr.
Blockbuster.
Yeah,
it was symbiotic though. Everyone made out in that trade.
Well, it really helped no one. But yeah, we were at least aggressive owners. By the way, if you're looking at the standings, I think Turp and Keefe are kind of battling it out for one spot in the postseason.
Yeah, my team fell off a cliff in this thing, but I'm still hanging around.
We've got a good division on our side.
Yeah, we do. We might have five playoff teams.
Turp's in a very weak division.
Very weak.
That division winner is probably going to be the only team that gets in on that side.
Are we head-to-head this week? Is that what you said?
No, I'm just saying you're battling for a playoff spot.
I don't know who,
I would get Baker one of Mayfield. Those.
Yeah, I got to go out and get one.
I would get a Q.
I would add one.
It seemed like there was some good news with him, though, that it was like, that he might play this weekend, so
maybe.
Hopefully he does.
Well, there's nobody left, Turp.
Yeah, no, it's a cesspool.
I didn't realize the trade deadline this week.
Is Josh Jacobs playing, or did Turp completely?
Jacobs is practicing. I think Jacobs is going to play.
Okay.
I lost his role, though.
Well.
No.
That was good.
I'm playing Billy this week.
Oh, nice.
Big
showdown.
Matchup.
Yeah. Big showdown.
Quarterbacks.
That's kind of an elimination game, actually, is what that is.
I think you're right.
Loser of that's kind of knocked out, I think.
Yeah, loser's done.
So there's a lot there. While we're here, Turp, and you killed Josh Jacobs. Jackson was picking this week in your place in the Bozo
Press. He did a hell of a job, huh?
Well, so
he's out.
You maybe just answered my question. You're rooting against them,
yeah,
correct?
Of course I am.
Okay.
They were my spot back.
So like
it's
going to
be a while.
Well, you shouldn't announce who Dice has yet, but Dice is in this
week.
You're adamantly rooting against Dice.
Yeah, he's been 0-2 the last 2 weeks, right?
I'm
keeping tabs.
No, that's not true. No. Dice missed this past week on whoever he submitted.
Yoshivas.
I think he did. I think he hit 2 weeks ago on CD, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think he did. He wasn't officially in, though.
I've learned my lesson. I'm gonna come back with some vengeance here whenever I get my shot again.
We'll see.
I like it. All right, so Turp has learned his lesson. Have the Celtics learned their lesson through the first whatever it is, 15 games, or whatever it is, more than that, I guess. Have they figured out not to take teams lightly like the Brooklyn Nets? I'm still annoyed by that loss the other night.
Yeah, we're about to find out with the stretch they're going on. I mean, this is really going to tell what this team is. They, like, look at even starting tonight, Detroit coming in on a 13-game win streak. They're 15-2. You got Minnesota, Cleveland, like all 10-win teams coming up here along the top of their conferences. So this is where you're really going to find out what this team is. And to the Brooklyn point, to that game, like, we talked about it after the Utah game, where with this team, the one thing you thought you'd be able to expect each and every night is the effort, and that they weren't going to get punked in games like that they should win. And like, they're not in a position that where they can give up wins, which makes it a little bit even more frustrating. So yeah, that Brooklyn game was really annoying.
Yeah, it was frustrating. And because they're in a spot where I think it's very clear the bottom five or six teams in the NBA are just atrocious.
Yeah, you're not going
to. Unfortunately, one of those teams was Brooklyn, which you lost to. But even still, we were talking about, I mean, how many wins total is Washington going to have when it's all said and done? I mean, they might have to claw to get. They might be one of these teams that we look back on. They have like 10 wins at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just some atrocious teams. There's still like a bit of a logjam there between what, 3 seed down to like the 10 seed. Like it's. You know, it's early. There's 17 games into the season, but you know, one team goes on a little bit of a hot streak, they could be the 3 seed, one team, but all on the same token, one team goes on a little bit of a skid, they're out.
To that point, like if you beat Utah, you beat Brooklyn, and one of those Philly games goes your way, and they were in both of those games, they went down to crunch time, a couple of these games go your way, you're talking about this team being the third team in the East, which everyone would be happy with. Now, I don't think people would expect them to stay there just because eventually other teams are going to start finding their stride, the Orlandos, the New Yorks, like those teams are going to start figuring it out. But if you're sitting here and this team's sitting at the third seed going into December, you feel pretty good and you feel like they'd be exceeding expectations. And it's been right there for them, which makes it even more frustrating because it's teams that they should be beating. And a couple of those clutch games go their way, it's a lot different.
Mm-hmm. Good contrast in styles tonight. At TD Garden, early start. Turp will be there. Celtics are down to third in the NBA in three-point attempts, 42.9. So they trail Golden State and Cleveland in three-point attempts. Detroit is third from the bottom. The only teams that shoot less threes than them, Houston and Sacramento. How do you think that plays out?
I mean, people might hate this, but I think the way that you stay into this game tonight is just bomb away. Like, try to beat them from the three-point line, because you're not going to win the margins against this team, especially without Namish Keita. And you can't overstate how good he's been for them this year. I mean, they're a plus 124 with him on the floor. That's a team best. A minus 45 with him off, a team worst. Like, he has been phenomenal for them this year. And I think of all the positive developments, and there have been quite a few with individual developments for this team, he's going to be near the top of the list in how impactful he's been. Like, he looks like a guy who can contribute to the next iteration of this team. So you can't overstate how important it is with not having him tonight. So do you lean in and go really small? Do you start a guy like Sam Hauser and just jack up 53s and hope 36 of them go, you shoot 36% or whatever?
Yeah, probably.
And try to outshoot them. That's probably the way to do it.
Hope is the right word, though, because that is what it would be. You're hoping. It's not really much of a game
plan.
Like
that's 36%. Right. Because just look at the size. It's like you just do not have the size. And Jalen Duren's been a monster this year. I know, Jones, we were talking about it before the show. Like, you already got those rebound bets
I locked in my Duren rebound overs very early in the day.
That guy's a walking double-double. So I think that probably is the best way to do it. Because, again, you're not going to beat this team on the margins tonight. They're a top-10 rebounding team. The Celtics, they've been better as of late, but aren't a great rebounding team. So I think that might be the best way to do it. Just try to go mega small and try to shoot your way into the game.
You know, last year, I liked Detroit a lot. They were one of the surprise teams. They lost in the first round. I thought they were going to win that series, and they didn't. Cade Cunningham looks like an All-NBA player again. I'm curious, are they a real title contender? They're rolling right now, but do you look at the Pistons as a team that could be in the NBA Finals?
Can I give you a stat of the week nominee here?
Please do.
Right. So they've had...
Go ahead.
They have two... So they have... In franchise history, they've had two 13-game win streaks. Both of them have resulted in NBA Finals.
Really?
So, tonight, they're entering the Garden on a 13-game win streak.
Wow.
Trying to set a franchise record. And, yeah, I absolutely think so. Now, whatever team comes out of the West is going to be really
the
hard
favorite.
For this team to overcome. Whether that be, you know, Oklahoma City, far and away, looks like the best team in the league. But, you know, any other team, Denver, Houston, like any of those teams would be the favorite. But you look at the Eastern Conference, like, why can't they compete?
They
like,
definitely can, because you would think, all right, no Tatum, no Halliburton for the season. So that should be, it's pretty wide open. And you're thinking, all right, that should be the year for the Knicks. That should be the year for Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs. But it's like, as of this point, Detroit has far and away taken the most advantage of it.
It's crazy, too. Yeah. Like, think about it. They set an NBA record for the longest losing streak in league history 2 years ago, walking into the Garden. They set it at TD Garden. And it's funny because they sent like the Celtics the overtime that night.
Dude, 2 years ago, they won 14 games.
Yeah.
They've already won 15 this year before Thanksgiving.
It is a wild turnaround. And like that team's got a ton of talent. So I don't see why they couldn't compete in the Eastern Conference. Again, we've been talking about it since the summer, just how wide open it is. And I mean, they look like absolutely like a team that can come out on top of it.
617-779-7937. You got Celtics questions for Terp. You can jump in and ask them. But we have to do this first.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe, Fashion Police.
All right, now if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, the Twitch chat is ablaze on Terp's outfit. Kevin suggested...
Wait, what's with Terp's outfit?
Kevin suggested that we need to fashion police Terp's outfit. Now, Terp
looks
is
like
wearing,
he just got off the golf course.
Terp's wearing a white hat.
Going right to the game.
Is it a white jumpsuit? What are you wearing
there? Not a jumpsuit.
Well, that's what it looks like, though. It looks like...
That's a... Was that a Callaway golf?
Yeah.
It's a golf pullover.
Somebody on Twitch said he looks like LL Cool J with his outfit.
We just take it.
That's a tough light. That seat is a tough light. You get kind of like
a tree behind me.
You got a nice festive tree behind you, which looks great.
Okay.
But so people want us to fashion police terps.
He is glowing. It's like God is on the middle of the screen.
That's true. So it's a white hat, a white pullover. What kind of pants are you wearing?
I got black pants on.
Black pair of pants.
Nice.
Nice.
How tight.
So how would
zipper or buttons?
How would I fashion police this?
70?
70? 77. Yeah, well, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Well, 77's a good grade.
That might be the highest score I've ever had.
That's not a bad grade.
It's not a bad grade.
Well, what's your grade?
62.
That's great.
Nothing wrong with that. It's above 50.
Twitch is getting into like OnlyFans territory, but Twitch, I want you to stand up. If you could stand up for the Twitch chat, Terp.
Yeah,
stand
why is Terp?
That?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, good. Yeah, they like
I'm
that.
I'm going
to they like that.
That's great.
Donos left and right. You're getting donations like you read about right now.
Send those bits in. Like 10 cents.
Yeah, the different subscriber things. Is
that different tiers. Yeah, different tiers. Tier levels. Terp will send you a happy Thanksgiving card if you submit $100. He'll give you a worn white Nike hat.
It'll be like Costanza. Costanza. Just black socks.
Terp photoshopped onto a turkey. He'll do that for you. Whatever it takes.
All right. So I went 77. You went
62.
Okay, good.
Again, that's a
good.
The highest scores I might have ever had here. Great. I usually go with like a Bass Pro.
I'm like still filling out this application, by the way.
Yeah, no, I keep
chipping
away. I
thought the trader's application was like one page. Every time you click submit, it goes to another page. This is like the rest of my day.
You've lost me.
Between that and figuring out the dog tears yesterday, the breaks have been very busy around here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Has a Celtics question for Terp. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, no, you guys are talking about the Brooklyn game yesterday, and I agree. That loss is worth five. I mean, playing that team on a back-to-back and not a big NBA Cup guy, but you did have something to play for. You're favored by 14, and you lose by 12. But my question to Terp is recently, you know, with Jaylen Brown saying what he said, I mean, if Jaylen Brown decides, if he gets hurt or anything happens, like, we're Brooklyn without Jaylen Brown. So I just don't understand why they had to rid the whole team and give him nothing to play with.
Yeah, so we've not talked about these comments, Keith, but
the T-Mac ones?
Yeah, he said basically he was, venting to Tracy McGrady. McGrady's like, dude, do whatever you can to stay in Boston. But Jaylen was thinking about leaving. Your thoughts on that story?
Yeah, I think it is interesting. And I kind of go a different direction with it and look at it. It's like, are we looking at this season kind of in the wrong way, where we were talking about how Jaylen wants the chance to be the number one, wants a chance to prove himself, and maybe that's not the case. Maybe it is winning that fuels him, and if he's taking that advice the way he seems like he is, the way he was talking about it, that seems to be the case, where he's not necessarily motivated by the personal accolades and the personal success. Like, he wants to win. And, you know, those comments were pretty enlightening because, you know, it's been speculated before. It's like, oh, Jaylen was unhappy, but he's never really explicitly said it. And that was the first time he kind of hinted that this was a thought at one point. So I go a different direction. Like I said, like, maybe he's not motivated by that. Maybe it is winning that is his number one priority.
It's kind of funny to me, though, where you think about there might be five players in the league that are actually happy. Like, when you really think about it, like, Kevin Durant hates everything. Now, this year seems to be kind of clicking for him, but for a guy that
happy. He's probably happy at the start of Brooklyn. Yeah,
he'll be on Twitter defending himself, calling out coaches. But, like, that's the guy who's one of the best players of this generation, and he has to go to fake Twitter accounts to defend himself. People make fun of his rings, being like, those don't even count. So it's like guys are either on good teams,
right,
but they don't have the perfect role.
LeBron moves around constantly.
He's got to move
like,
all over the place.
Who's actually,
I would say Curry.
I was going to say, like, Steph is happy.
I would say Curry's pretty happy because he gets the credit that
Giannis,
he deserves.
Giannis isn't.
Giannis not. Jokic doesn't even like basketball.
Great point.
I don't think.
Yeah, he's not happy.
I'd say Tatum is.
You think Tatum's pretty happy?
I would actually agree with that.
Yeah, but I think, because there's very few guys that won a title on the team that drafted them, and they're still there, and they are viewed as the best player. Because
I need to go home.
Because everybody outside of Curry, it's like, well, you have Curry. And then that's just what we're talking about with Brown. It's like, well, Tatum's the guy.
This is not normally my side of the street, but on Tatum, I've actually been pretty impressed that he's gone on all the road trips and, like, done all, like,
yeah, because I didn't think he really needed to.
I didn't.
But he's been there all the time.
I didn't think he needed to. Yeah. I didn't think he would want to. I didn't think he would care enough. Like, I think that would be evidence of, he is a guy who's happy and cares and, like, is super invested. And I thought he would be committed to getting back on the floor. He always plays. Like, I guess his investment level, I just didn't think went this far to, like, he's supporting the team on the road while he's hurt. I'll give him credit for that. I didn't think he would do that. I didn't think he needed to do it. And that's honestly impressed me.
Yeah, and the players have talked about it as well. Like, Jordan Walsh described him as a player, a coach, a hype man, like a mentor. Like, he's doing a great job with the younger guys, and you could see it because he goes up to them on the sideline. And Hugo Gonzalez is a perfect example. He came out, this was actually Friday against Brooklyn, he came out of the game and Jason Tatum went right over to him during a timeout and was just coaching him up. Like, he's done a great job just being there when he obviously can't impact on the floor, doing what he can to help them off the floor. And, you know, that's a guy who's, especially with a team with so many younger players, like Hugo, Jordan Walsh, Josh Minot, Luka Garza even, like, there's just so many younger players that are, so, like, inexperienced. You have an all-NBA player at your disposal, a perennial MVP candidate, there to give you advice and just share what he's seeing. Like, you can't overstate the importance of that.
Okay. Well, Terp, you got the Celtics tonight?
Yes, sir. Oh, no, do I have? I'm going to the game. Yes. No, I don't think I'm picking them. No.
What is the line?
Two and a half.
Oh, Celtics are 2.5 point dogs.
Oh, this is an NBA Cup game, too, so the court's going to be all wild.
Yeah, they're kind of out. They're kind of out on the NBA Cup, though. Yeah, that Brooklyn loss was costly.
Play spoiler, maybe?
As Matt said. Say it again.
This being a 2.5 point line is crazy to me. Like, Detroit has been incredible.
So what does Vegas know?
Something's fishy.
What do they know?
Yeah,
something is fishy.
How high would you go on the Durant rebounds tonight? I locked it in at
12.5.
I locked it in at 16 one place.
16?
I did.
Yeah, you said 60.
No. What's the number? Like, what's like the?
He had 18 against the Celtics earlier this year.
11.5.
Yeah, he's a machine.
And they don't have a center tonight. Like I said,
they can't rebound even with Kata.
But if they make every shot, there will be no boards.
He had 18 earlier this year against them.
We were also saying we hope they shoot 36%. From three. That means you're missing 64% of your shots.
That's a lot of boards.
That's a lot of boards to grab. So I'd be all over the Durin props.
Okay, Durin props, and he has mixed in there. I don't know if you heard it. He's got the Pistons tonight. Yeah. What does Vegas know? 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Pure Hoops with Terp every Wednesday at high noon. Terp, excellent stuff. Enjoy the garden. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. When we come back, let's reset on the Red Sox, their Sonny Gray trade, and what's next for the Sox this offseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the text line is very critical that we didn't ask Terp about the Jaylen Brown comments.
I thought we did.
We just did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think, unless there's other Jaylen Brown comments he's discussing.
There's always some comment there. Jaylen Brown talks.
If you missed any of Terp, though, and his very fresh outfit,
people are all over it.
It is available on the Odyssey app.
I think the lights are brighter in that seat or something. Because he's just wearing a white hat and a white pullover, and everyone's like, look at this guy, looks like a ghost.
I think people assumed he was wearing like a full like tracksuit.
And no pants. Just the tops.
That's like the picture you submitted.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted a full frontal.
They got it. They wanted full length. That's all the length I got.
They got it. So now he's going to be patient and wait for a callback, I guess.
Okay. Well, if you missed that submission or Terp, it's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. As I said earlier, holiday season, probably a good time to get the Odyssey app on your phone. You won't miss moment of Jones and Keefe. You also heard Breslow in there discussing some of the things that Sonny Gray brings to the table. Avoids barrels.
Yeah. Nice.
200 Ks in back-to-back seasons.
This is what I would lean on if I was Breslow. The last time he pitched in the American League, he was the runner-up for the Cy Young.
It's a good way to look at it.
Not bad. That was with the Twins in 2023. And then he wasn't bad the last 2 years. 4.28 ERA. You're not going to have a parade for it, but 32 starts, 180 innings, 200 strikeouts. I'll take that. I'll absolutely take that. And I think it's really the timing of this. And don't worry, like, if we get to March and the best acquisition they've made is Sonny Gray, then I'm going to feel completely differently.
Right.
But right now, I feel like if he's one of a handful of guys, just like last year, they brought in Chapman, Crochet, Bregman, and then to a much lesser degree, Walker Buehler and who else? A couple other guys probably, right? One of the other relievers they also brought in.
Justin Wilson.
But three all-stars,
yeah.
You know? And so, like, depending on what the order is, and, you know, they brought in a bunch of guys that made more money than Walker Buehler, which gives me a little bit of hope that they bring in at least a guy, maybe two more, that make more money than what you're paying Sonny Gray, because we heard yesterday during the show, half of his salary is going to be paid by the Cardinals.
If they sign two more beyond the Sonny Gray contract, I'd feel good about that. Three more I'd feel great about, but I think we agree that's not happening. Like two bats and Joe Ryan, that'd be awesome. Bregman, Alonso, Joe Ryan, that's the dream. That's not happening. So two bats plus Gray, or a bat and an arm plus Gray, I can get on board with that. But they still have to do it. And my fear would be some of what Chris Cotillo is writing over the course of the last couple of days, or last 24 hours, rather, since this trade went down. Basically, they're probably more out on an arm than they have been prior to this addition. So here's what he tweeted. He says, it's November 25th. This is yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ton of winter left. Market has barely moved.
Okay.
With that caveat out of the way, though.
Oh, no.
Early indications from sources. The Red Sox are shifting their attention to an impact bat at this juncture while not ruling out further pitching additions this offseason.
All right, not ruling it out.
Follow up. Early sense around the league is that after adding Sonny Gray, it makes the Red Sox less likely to pursue another big name starting pitcher this winter, with their focus being on adding a bat to the lineup. So they're focused on a bat. A bat and Sonny Gray, not enough.
No, not enough.
Even if it's Alonso, it's not enough.
No, it's definitely not enough, especially because the bat might just be Bregman, which is going to leave me so disappointed. And it's not even his fault. It's just like you had him on the team last year. Part of where they went, what the roster looked like and the lineup looked like post-Devers trade, the playoff appearance, that was with Bregman in there. So if you're just trotting him back, like, that's not going to be a fun conference holding up the jersey. Like, yeah, we've seen that.
Now, we have
that one.
My preference is Bregman over Alonso, but I agree. Alonso would get, like, more pop, and
there's
it would feel different.
A little fresh blood, plus he's going to hit twice as many home runs.
You'd be running it back. Bregman and Sonny Gray, don't misunderstand we're saying here. You're still a playoff team. You should be a playoff team. Sign one bat, you should be a playoff team. That's the goal. But my expectation for this offseason is you would take a step forward and think bigger than just making the playoffs. That was a success last year. Getting into the postseason, getting back to the postseason was a success. Now you're trying to go on a run, get to an ALCS, get to a World Series, win a World Series. And I think those are in play with the right moves this offseason. Sonny Gray's a start, but it's only that. It's just a start.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Breslow was also asked where he slots into the rotation. This was last night. Here's what the Red Sox chief baseball officer had to say.
I don't know how much sense it makes in November to put a number on a guy. I think Sonny is a very talented major league pitcher. The seasons that he's put up pretty consistently indicate that to be the case. That said, you know, we still intend to improve our team, and exactly what that looks like, we don't know right now, but we'll continue to explore opportunities and figure out where that takes us.
Okay, I agree. It doesn't make a lot of sense to put numbers on these
guys. No, you can't.
The problem for Breslow is he already did.
Yeah, he kind of did, but no, well, he did. He said that they needed to get a guy that is alongside Crochet.
We need someone alongside or behind Garrett Crochet to start a playoff game for us.
I think this...
We feel pretty good about overall starting pitchers number 3 through 10-ish.
Yeah.
That's literally putting numbers on guys.
What do you say, pretty good?
He said, we feel pretty good.
Not great.
Okay, but
could
again,
still
he said,
add.
But he said it doesn't make sense to put numbers on guys. He's the one who said 3 through 10-ish.
Yeah, but he also didn't
say. That's putting numbers on guys.
That is. But he also didn't say Sonny Gray is a co-ace or a number two, which I think. But he's also not going to. He's not going to bring in a guy and be like, he is a 3 through 10. Like, that's taking a guy who's had a good career, and then the first day you get him, you're kind of bashing him in a weird way.
I also get what you're saying. Yeah. If he came out and he's like, yeah, this is the guy I was talking about, we'd feel terrible about that.
But I also don't think he believes that. But he's also not going to then tell this guy that, oh, we have you as like our fifth starter. Like, that'll all play out. Once the season starts, we'll see what the order of the rotation is, and that's just, you know, what it is. But the first day they sign him, hey, we're all excited to have you. You're nothing like Crochet, which is true, but like why say
yeah,
that?
Why throw that
you
in his face?
You don't need to bury him.
He also said, I don't think we're going to spend a ton of time trying to add a number four or number five starter. So there is some wiggle room in there.
Yeah, he's a three.
Well, if you're adding a real number two, he'd probably be your three or four.
Yeah, right. I guess it depends on how you feel about Bayo. Because Bayo...
Yeah, you said yesterday you're like, I'd have Bayo ahead of Gray, which I initially didn't agree yeah. with. And I think the more I look at it, the more you're right about that.
I don't... like. But if you're like, playoff game tomorrow, I'd rather have Sonny Gray. But if you're like, oh, yeah. who's going to be better for the next 2 months in the regular season, I would probably say Bayo.
I don't recall. He doesn't have an extensive postseason track record, but I thought no. the numbers actually were okay.
Yeah, it was like ERA was in the low threes, I
right.
think.
Right, but it was like six starts. It wasn't a ton of appearances. Yeah. Hang on, efforting.
Bayo he concerns me in the
playoffs. 1-3, 326, six starts in the postseason. His starts with the Yankees were the worst. His starts with Oakland were the best. The ones in Minnesota were right in the middle. He had two for
each. I mean, in defense of Bayo, he's only had the one playoff appearance, but it went poorly.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. Yeah. On Sonny Gray, ESPN graded the trade. They said the Red Sox won the trade. They gave the Red Sox a B+. Although, whenever they're analytically grading these trades, the salary is always a big consideration. And so I think they're giving him a lot of credit for that. Just know that going in. And I'm happy they're paying him only $21 million
yeah.
as opposed to $41 million.
For sure.
Not because John Henry can't afford it, but because John Henry, if he was spending $41 million on this player...
Oh, then they're out on all these other guys.
They wouldn't be in on another pitcher and maybe anyone else. I agree. So I thought that was significant. ESPN writes, Red Sox get a B+ on the trade. Gray's 36 years old, coming off a second straight 200 strikeout season, as Breslow just told you.
B+ ain't bad.
While also leading the National League starters in strikeout-to-walk ratio. The Red Sox have reportedly restructured Gray's contract to get him out of St. Louis. They say it's currently a great deal, and he no doubt happily waived his no-trade clause to come here to St. Louis. I don't know if we brought that up yesterday. He did waive his no-trade.
He had a no-trade, so he likes what they're doing here.
When he can get to two strikes, he's one of the best pitchers in the game.
Nice.
Ranking fourth in the majors among starters with nearly a 52% strikeout rate. You know who's first?
Crochet.
Yeah. While holding batters to a 135 average. His sweeper is his go-to strikeout pitch.
Ooh, good sweep.
Registering 111 of his 201 strikeouts. His curveball also graded well. Here's the problem, Keith.
Uh-oh.
He's 36 years old and 5'10". What do you think his problem is?
Short?
Fastball.
Oh.
Batters hit 370, slug 585 against his four-seamer last year.
More sweepers. It's fine.
His fastballs over the last couple of years also led to 25 home runs. They said maybe the Red Sox suggested different pitch mix. The four-seamer, while it gives him the one pitch he throws up in the zone, has been hammered now 2 years in a row. But it was still the pitch he threw most often in 2025. So have him de-emphasize the four-seamer, lean more on off-speed stuff. Maybe they'll get a better result out of Sonny Gray. That was their takeaway. But overall, as you said, a B+ is not a bad grade on that trade.
No.
And it's a guy who I think can help. I just hope they're not done, specifically on the starting pitching side. And my fear is this guy is going to be their number two or three. Bayo will be in the other slot, and that's how they go into next year.
Yeah. I was trying to see if he overlapped. He never overlapped with Andrew Bailey. So Andrew Bailey was in Oakland as a pitcher in 9, 10, and 11.
Oh, you're saying it's players, and they didn't
overlap. Yeah, I thought they might even be teammates, but I was wrong about that. I think Sonny Gray came into the majors in 13. So it was close, but they just missed. I mean, who knows? Maybe there was even like a minor league overlap. You know, there might have been some knowledge between the two, but
well, like Breslow and Bichette.
Well, yeah, if those guys were teammates, then literally anybody could be
honestly,
teammates.
Honestly, great point. Yeah, I mean, I had no idea those guys
that
played
was a
together.
Wild connection.
Good point.
But I thought Bailey did a pretty good job last year. I mean, Bayo looked as good as he's ever looked, right? Giolito has looked better in the past, but he bounced back nicely from the injury. And we've seen some guys over the years be pretty productive. So yeah, maybe they can get the most out of him and sort of highlight what he does well.
I haven't seen Bregman's new Instagram profile pic. I don't know if we want to pull that out.
Yeah, I guess I can dive in.
But I did see the other day that Crochet and Roman Anthony were like in his Instagram mentions when he posted like a workout video. And Cora said he's talking to him all the time. So it's not like guys aren't still in the mix with their ex-teammate. I haven't seen the latest of his profile pic.
It looks like he's doing some kettlebells, some...
getting swole.
He's working. Yeah, you got bands, doing some bands, doing some good stuff in there. Disciplined, deliberate, consistent is the graphic.
Consistent would be back with the Red Sox.
You know who responded to it three different ways?
I don't.
So three fire emojis.
Yep.
Separate response, three hand clap emojis, then a separate response, prayer hands, heart, prayer hands.
Oh, that sounds like Bradfo.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Wahlberg. Yeah. Good. He's in there.
So he could be back then.
Well, he's up working out at 2 a.m.
That's true. Yeah, so people are excited about it.
I forgot if it goes prayer workout or workout prayer, but he was probably
playing 18 holes of golf at that point. And then he came back to have a big lumberjack breakfast. Yeah. And
you get why the man's too tired to watch the Super Bowl. You get it. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We have the Jackson 5 coming up at 1 o'clock. Jackson will join us in studio with 5 questions for Jones and Keefe. On the way next, a Thanksgiving-related Kiefer bed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The lone wild turkey has drawn blood, pecked at tires, and chased cars.
This turkey attacks me every single day. This turkey has literally taken over our life.
Ignore the turkeys. Hopefully they'll ignore you.
All right, here we go. It is time for a special Turkey Madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. This one was sent in to me, keefe@weei.com, not just a place to send in grab bags.
Wow.
You can also send in the Mad Nye, because this is a local Mad Nye, Jones.
So you can have a Mad Nye submission.
That's right.
A grab bag submission. Who knows what else gets
sent there. Just a compliment.
Yeah.
You want to be like, hey, great show today,
Keefe. Good jokes you had there, Keefe.
That's fine.
Can't wait to see you on Traders, Keefe. Yep. You can send all that.
We're all pulling for you, Keefe. Sure. You're my favorite. Stuff like that.
Well,
feel free to send in anytime you want. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
But like, just be super nice on the emails. That'd be great. This is in Rhode Island. So our Rhode Island listeners, heads up down there.
Okay.
We've all heard the excuse, the dog ate my homework. But what about the turkey made me late?
You ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
The dog ate my homework.
Oh, well, that one I've heard. The turkey made me late.
Turkey
I've never heard.
Made me late.
No, that I haven't heard.
I haven't used that.
No, but
maybe somebody has.
The dog one gets overused for sure.
Yeah, good setup though. Yep. I'm in. I'm locked.
Yep.
It's a tale that may ring a bell if you frequently travel through Middletown. Leah Crowley joins us now with a story of a resident turkey.
Is Middletown where they put us up for the Newport Road Show?
I think it might have been.
We were a ways down the road. I think it was Middletown, actually.
We were at the all-night Applebee's.
We sure were.
Mingling with the people in there, having a nice time.
There was mingling.
There was definitely some mingling going on.
Leah Crowley joins us now with a story of a resident turkey who's made a habit of holding up traffic. Leah?
Yeah.
I'm here at the intersection of Green End Avenue and Valley Road in Middletown. People who frequent this area know that this intersection is Gravy the Turkey's turf.
Gravy the Turkey?
Yeah, that's his turf. This is where Gravy the Turkey lives.
Okay.
Somebody's named him Gravy. Unlike Christian Ellis, who had a turkey they did not name because they knew they were going to slaughter it and eat it.
Well, he said it was the best turkey he ever ate.
Yeah.
His pet turkey.
Homegrown.
But yeah, they didn't name it. So this is Gravy the Turkey.
Gravy the Turkey.
Okay.
This is his turf.
Gravy the Turkey has made a name for himself.
I think somebody gave him the name.
If we're being honest,
yeah. I don't think he gave himself that name.
Well,
when I said, "Have you seen the turkey?" You knew his name already?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Gravy's the one that's always in front of cars stopping the traffic. It hangs out same place all the time at the bottom of the hill.
He runs out at all the traffic coming by.
Local celebrity, I guess.
I think he's kind of wishing for somebody to maybe take him out.
Yeah, he's
playing with traffic.
The holidays are a tough time of year, Keith. I mean, there's a lot of pressure and stress going on.
This is like Joe Kane in the program. Guy who thought he had it all. He's walking down the middle of the street on the yellow line, kind of hoping somebody takes him out. This is taking a real turn.
At some point, it really is a cry for help.
This is a lighthearted turkey story.
It's a gobble for help is what it is.
He runs out at all the traffic coming by.
What? Local celebrity, I guess.
He likes to chase cars. He just hangs out. He comes out a certain time of day all the time, too.
He's like part of the island now.
It's part of the island.
Yeah, Aquidneck, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gravy has been the inspiration for Halloween costumes, featured in local businesses' merchandise, and even amassed thousands of followers on social media.
He's on social media?
I guess.
Is it like Instagram or something?
Somebody's going to show him this. Cheer him up a little bit, because it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be around
anymore.
He's
diving in front of cars, pissed that we swerve out of the way and stop.
He's just mad at us.
He's just laying there with little turkey feet up in the air.
Maybe today will be the day.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
That's what he sounds like. That's gravy. Yeah.
Instead, he's on Twitter and Instagram.
He's always out around lunchtime, so we see him every day at lunchtime. Where does he go? We don't know.
He's like, maybe they're hungry today. Maybe today's the day. They're going to want a little turkey sandwich.
Sounded like the Gaggers guy.
Play him again.
He'd probably just be lingering around the local news. They know to go to him. You need a soundbite.
He's always out around lunchtime, so we see him every day at lunchtime.
It does sound like that guy, Bill. Good call.
Best Gaggers you're going to get.
That sounds like him. That guy's got a little more.
Were there three people in Rhode Island?
Well,
they get the same guy.
Pretty much.
It's a smaller state. Landmass is the smallest.
Yeah.
Landmass.
Very densely populated, but
you more people than Wyoming.
He is small state,
but very small. Yeah, they're all in one spot. Oh, do you know? Yeah, I bet your wife knows the answer to this.
What's that supposed to be?
Real Housewives of Rhode Island is going to be a thing.
Hell yeah!
Bravo's doing a Rhode Island Wives.
Who's going to be on that?
I have no idea. Joe Mazzulla's wife? No, I have no idea.
Olivia Culpo.
No, she's probably out in California now.
Yeah.
Although the wives of Providence and Warwick, I guess.
Yeah.
Middletown.
Amon's ex.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Sure.
Maybe Gravy the Turkey, for God's sake.
Maybe Gravy the Turkey's wife. Yeah. I'd be curious to see what she's like, given how Gravy's throwing himself into oncoming traffic.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He's always out around lunchtime, so we see him every day at lunchtime. Where does he go? We don't know. Hopefully home to his wife or whatever. I don't even know if it's a boy or a girl, but
best gag is you're going to get around here.
Peek under the curtain. Find out. We got no...
Peek under the waddle. Isn't that what they call that thing? Take a look under the waddle. Pull that back.
How do you tell? Is there another sign, I guess?
Can we get Christian Ellis back on the phone? How do you tell?
Oh, you would know.
How do you tell the gender of a turkey?
You would know.
I don't know.
Hey, Gravy. Gravy is indeed a boy.
She checked. That's why we had her on the scene.
Good. Yeah, it was off camera.
Little dude. Confirmed boy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good stuff.
That's the best report we've had all day.
Which may explain his vendetta against all vehicles.
There have been times that I'm going to class, and sure enough, that thing's made me late.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
No. Class?
Yeah, this guy's in school, apparently.
Yeah. All right.
And he's late because of the turkey.
I have questions, but whatever.
So this, every once in a while, you'll see turkeys like in a yard or whatever, and you should drive by. I think the bigger problem, and this will happen getting into work sometimes, like the geese, I feel like, stand in the road more. Or it's like make way for duckling situation.
Oh, yeah.
What do? You just wait about, do you give them a little horn? What do you do? Have you ever been behind just like a goose? Oh, Nick just kills them.
Just go, he says. Well, that's it.
They'll get out of the way.
Nick hates birds.
I don't know.
Yeah, not all of them.
When there's like 10 geese, like you're going to take down a couple. And then you get feathers stuck in your exhaust.
You don't want that.
No.
Nick hates birds. So he's got an obvious vendetta here. Well, birds were on there famously.
Yeah, it's something I'd rather die here.
Yeah.
I usually either just give him like a little tap of the horn or like a why I oughta.
One of those, hurry up, get out of the way, goose.
We got class.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's full of it.
According to the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management, Gravy likely sees his reflection in cars as a rival male and is trying to assert his dominance.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. I can understand that.
You have to do that.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to get picked on the rest of your life.
He actually chased police officers in our garbage truck every week.
He's active.
Yeah.
Play that much.
Oh, Gravy, you're in trouble, bud.
Middletown police didn't respond to my request for comment regarding this frequent flyer.
Oh, did he get arrested again?
Gravy's fans are hoping they'll see him again after Thanksgiving.
You know, hopefully he doesn't get gobbled up, you know?
Not bad.
That is absolutely the Gagger's guy.
Not the worst
100%.
Word.
Yeah.
He just follows the news station from where they need to
be. Yeah,
they're
going to gobble up, am I right? Those Gaggers around.
Those Gaggers around.
You know, hopefully he doesn't get gobbled up, you know?
He may even be able to teach us something about the spirit of the holiday.
I can see where it might be a bother to people who are in a hurry, but you know, this is where we're lucky. We're lucky to live here, and we're lucky to have such a eccentric animal.
You don't need to just say words, sir.
We're lucky,
yeah,
to have such an eccentric animal while he's holding you up in traffic. That's not lucky.
No, it's not.
Cheeseburger Club.
That's a different guy. That's not the same guy. All right.
Now, the Department of Environmental Management did call Gravy a nuisance turkey, and they're in touch with the Middletown Animal Control officer. But since the turkey seems healthy, they have no plans to intervene. In Middletown, I'm Leah Crowley, 12 News.
Good job, Leah. Great work. This true? Chuck texted in.
I was going to say, we got multiple texts about this. Patrick Pass's wife. Should I text him? We used to do the Monday Night Blitz together with Patrick Pass. Should I text him?
Three-time Super Bowl champion Patrick Pass.
Sick brag, bro.
Well, that was a good brag. Yeah, it was three-time Super Bowl champion.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
One of the other Housewives shows.
Shoot him a text.
You know, has Juan Dixon's wife. Remember Juan Dixon from the Maryland Terps?
I sure do.
His wife is on one of these shows.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about that? We also have a bunch of turkey experts weighing in. This might be Christian Ellis on the phone, text line. He says, he or she.
Yeah.
Toms have a beard.
Toms have a beard.
That's how you can tell it's a male. Separate text, boy turkeys have bog feathers, girls don't. What's a bog feathers?
I don't know.
What the text line said.
I don't know.
Another texter is asking, why don't they just tase Gravy?
Watch your profanity.
All right, let me see. Looking up Real Housewives of Rhode Island.
Yep.
I thought you were looking up bog feathers.
Yeah,
no,
me too.
I guess I'll
look that up, I guess. Okay, fine. Yeah.
That. I don't know when it's going to debut.
You mean big feathers? Did it autocorrect?
They have a list of 7 cast members and 1 friend. I don't know. I guess. We'll see. You going to watch that? You in on that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If my guy Patrick Pass is on there, maybe.
Oh, Pete Pass in there?
I think bog feathers is definitely a typo, by the way. They meant to say big feathers, not bog feathers.
What the hell are bog feathers?
The first thing I got was large feathers on Amazon.
Yeah, it says, did you mean big feathers is what Gemini is asking me. Okay, well, that's the madness. Kiefer Madness. Every Tuesday. A lot of Thursdays today on a Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Jackson is here. We have the Jackson 5. He's cooked up 5 questions for me, for Keith, for Billy, for Nick. We'll weigh in next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.